Coming to Grips with Nitrogen. We're visiting today with Ken Jensko, Department of Urban and Regional Planning in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Start off by describing the problem we have with nitrogen.
I'd say that the two biggest concerns with water quality, with nitrogen and water quality, first is nitrogen that gets into drinking water, and if there's too much, then it can cause problems for human health. And there's also a potential impact on fish and wildlife, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, where you may have heard of the hypoxic zone or the dead zone. And now Green Bay here in Wisconsin also has its own hypoxic zone, also from nitrogen.
Can you describe for us what's about to happen in terms of understanding more about what to do here with nitrogen?
What we're doing is hosting a nitrogen science summit, which will be a kickoff for about a year and a half of roundtable discussions around Wisconsin, focused on nitrogen and the environment, and especially the connection between agricultural nitrogen and water quality. We know that there's a lot that we don't understand about nitrogen, and there's a lot that we do. So this summit and then the following roundtable series is really an opportunity for us to take a measure of what do we know and what kind of uncertainties are associated with that, and what do we really need to do going forward to get a better handle on nitrogen.
Can you give us an idea who's participating in the roundtables?
We expect to appeal to a pretty broad audience, so people who are in agriculture or who are in resource management, students, engineers and consultants, a whole host of people who might be interested in either water resource issues or agriculture or nutrients. The roundtable series will be, I think, a more focused set of discussions focused on agricultural interest groups, the state resource management agencies, county land conservation departments, and researchers here at the university and elsewhere.
What would Ken like to see at the end of the year?
At the end of this roundtable series, frankly, I'd like to see a clear understanding about how we're going to be moving forward to address the remaining nitrogen challenges and how we can build those into management plans that people working at a local level can understand, so that a farmer, for example, can understand the implications of different levels of nitrogen use on an operation, and so a resource manager can work effectively with agricultural and other partners to really address that at a regional or a watershed level.
Is there hope, Ken, to manage this nitrogen situation?
Absolutely. I think focusing our attention on this and thinking about how to address it over the next 10, 20, 50 years, we're taking an important step with this summit and the roundtable series to follow.
We've been visiting with Ken Jensko, Department of Urban and Regional Planning in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.